Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time now for our weekly Moment in Sound. Joining us today from the SDPB studios at the Dahl Art Center in Rapid City, we have some fan favorites from the NPR Tiny Desk Concert. I'm sure you've heard of them before. Together, Jamie Lynn and Eliza Blue are known as the Nesters. For the Tiny Desk Contest, they turned a hay bale into a desk and made the internet pay attention. And now they're here with us today. Jamie Lynn, welcome to In the Moment.
Hello, Laurie. Good morning.
Nice to see you again, metaphorically speaking, I guess. Nice to hear you again. Eliza Blue.
Hello.
Thanks for being here as well.
Yes.
And the Nesters are playing tonight in Spearfish at 7 p.m. Mountain at Blackbird Espresso. And I just want to get in the car and drive west now. And probably could be there by 7 to, to hear.
We'd be glad to have you.
All right. So you both have these great solo careers and individual gigs, Eliza, as a writer and both as musicians, songwriters, multi-instrumentalists. What's it like to sort of set that aside for a minute or maybe not set it aside, maybe bring it all together to work with one another? Jamie, do you want to start?
It's fun. That's what it is most of all. I still play solo a lot and with other groups, and Eliza still does some solo playing too, but it is so refreshing and rewarding to come together with somebody else who loves music as much as I do and hear what she has to say musically. And yeah, we just have a great time together, and we just really like each other too, so that helps.
We've learned we have to build in like chatting time into rehearsals, because otherwise the whole rehearsal is like chatting.
We don't get anything done.
It should be fun, right, Eliza? I mean, it shouldn't necessarily be a slog. It should be a good time.
Exactly. Yeah, it's been a wonderful for us. We sort of figured out it's kind of like our 1 year anniversary of being friends and musical partners. So it's just been a great year.
All right. Well, I know that I could talk to you all day, but I'm going to make sure we get some music in. So why don't we start out with a song? Tell me what you're going to play first.
We're going to start with a tune called "Bury Me Deep," and we think this song really is kind of indicative of the style of music that we both are attracted to separately, and one of the things that has made it so fun to play together. We both are just really interested in the homesteader narrative, I guess I'd say, and that has inspired a lot of our songwriting as individuals. So this song is kind of written from that perspective, and I started writing it years ago when I was actually living on the coast in Maine, and it's just kept evolving as I moved west, and now as the version that we play together, it's the perspective of a pioneer woman kind of looking across the desert of grass.
Right.
So here we go.
The Nesters, this is "Bury Me Deep."
So to keep and take this body in.
just tuning in, that's the Nesters, Jamie Lynn, Eliza Blue. They're playing live from the SDPB studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. I'm here in Sioux Falls wishing I was in Rapid City right now with the Nesters. I'm not supposed to get all fangirl, but I can't really help myself with that. With you too. Jamie Lynn also playing with the JS Quintet, presenting Lady Day, the Blues and Music of Billie Holiday. That's Friday, May 12th at the Pavilion in Sioux Falls, Saturday, May 13th. Jamie, JS Quintet's going to go and play for us on Monday some of those songs. I know you won't be there that day. So
I wish I could be, but that would be a blast.
Tell me a little bit about taking on that catalog for Billie Holiday.
It's so vast. You know, I think a lot of people are familiar with a couple of her songs that are the most popular, like God Bless the Child and some standards that she made famous, but she wrote so much. You know, she co-wrote a lot of the songs that she sang, and there's, yeah, it just keeps going. It's really fun to dig up the weirder ones. And I mean, none of them are super weird, but it's just fun to dig up and discover more of her music, and we've had a really great time doing that.
And now, Eliza, I just discovered your blog and your writing this morning as I was doing a little research on you, and I am addicted. What is, you know, what is your writing life like as you sort of, you know, decide what you have to say and how you want to put it out into the world as it combines with your music?
Well, it's, I actually have two children. I have two children under two right now. So my writing life has changed violently. So it now happens really late at night, and it's a little bit more of a dreamscape, I guess, than it used to be because I'm always half asleep. But it's interesting because before I've always journaled, and a lot of my songwriting came out of journaling. And I was a big fan, too, of stream of consciousness writing as a way to find lyrics. So it's been really different to now be writing prose and really being conscious of, you know, trying to... And I always think that music or a song is more like poetry, and it can be these broad brushstrokes, and you don't necessarily have to fill in the whole narrative. And obviously with writing essays, you do a little bit more so. So it's been interesting. I guess it's been a good creative outlet for me to try something a little bit different. But
and people are connecting with it. I mean, it's getting picked up.
Yeah, it's been kind of exciting because it just started sort of randomly. I'd moved to this ranch and I was having all these crazy experiences and wanted to share them with friends and family, and so I started this blog, and people liked it, so it's been really cool.
Let's have another song, please. Let me know what's next.
We're gonna play actually the song that we recorded for our Tiny Desk concert. It's called Cow Boss. And Eliza and I have a ridiculous amount in common. You know, beyond our affinity for prairie culture, we both either have, I have a farm in my background. I grew up on a farm, and now Eliza lives on the ranch. So we really, we really both love animals. And so this is a song where we kind of came together. It's a song to call the cows in. Are we in tune with each other? Not bad for fresh off a car ride. Cowboys.
laden, she eagerly starts. Come all you young ladies now into the park. Cowboys, 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 cowboys. Orange Tomcat is waiting for smallest of spills. He stretches and sharpens his claws on the sill. Cowboys, 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 cowboys. While it snows, cowboys, 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 cowboys. Come, Phoebe. Tina, sweet Dinah, and Persephone. Come, Bessie, Fiona, come, Bertha, and Lila. Come, Norma, Regina, come, Celia, and Spike. Cowboys, cowboys, cowboys.
And that is the Nesters on this week's Moment in Sound. Jamie Lynn, Eliza Blue playing live from our SDPB studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Thank you so much both for being here.
Thanks for having us.